forgot this is for the guitar. I already have a microphone. There you go.
Thank you.
silly prayer request I have, but pray I can get my guitar to Ethiopia. I bought a really nice bag for it, but I'm hoping they don't give me trouble as I get on the plane. I'd like to carry it on with me. So that's a silly request, but, you know, we're supposed to take all our requests to God. So I'm confident that Black Beauty will go to Africa with me because it came the whole way from Paraguay, so it's going to make it to Africa. You know, God calls us to do amazing things, but we still are not, we're so human. You know what I mean? There's nothing, like if I always tell people, you cut me, I'm going to bleed red blood. You know, there's nothing that's not special about me. I'm just the average person that God has called. And because I'm the average person, that means that I will have trials and tribulations. Actually, Jesus promised us that, right? It's one of those great promises we like to read through quickly, you know? You know, those Beatitudes, blessed, 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 and blessed are you when others persecute you. All right, great God, thanks. But we are not alone in those trials and tribulations. We're not alone in those times. And I know that, you know, as part of being a missionary, you leave your comfort zone, you leave your family, you leave your friends, you leave your support system in a sense. But God always supplies you with another support system wherever you go. And that's a beautiful thing to know, that there's family waiting for me in Ethiopia. I don't know them yet, and they don't know me. And you can pray about that too, because that's another prayer request missionaries have is, you know, when we're trying to set up our life in a new country, it's difficult, you know, so we need to find where we fit in. But I'm such a shy introvert, I think I'll have a really hard time doing that, meeting other people. That was supposed to be a joke. Yeah. Good thing I'm not a comedian by trade, right? But God has never left me, and He promises that He never will leave me. And even in those darkest, darkest nights, when I feel like, why am I doing this? Or I feel like all hope is gone. We're in the midst of my despair and in the midst of my grief, as I have so much to grieve in these next 6 weeks. I know that God is there. I know that He's taking away all of my fears. He's taking away all of my tears. And actually, He promises that He's crying with us. And it's a great comfort to know that He is there and that I am not alone. And you never will be alone, no matter where you go in life. So you are not alone.
There is a sweeter song.
As Pastor Bob said, I started singing as a child, and so I thought a good way to close is to sing the way that I originally sang, and that was with my mom. And I didn't arrange it with my sisters, otherwise I probably could have done something like that. But I'd been singing since a kid, and I remember my first solo, I was like 7 years old or eight, and I was like, I know God loves me. But it's a little more like, I know God loves me. Probably something more like that. So my voice has changed a little bit, but, you know, the message is still the same, and I'm thankful that early in life I experienced God's love in my life, and I knew what that meant, and I accepted Him into my life, because that has changed me completely, and it's given me purpose. It's given me something to go for in life, and, you know, Jesus loves you. That's a simple truth, you know, something we sing as a child, but Jesus loves you, and He just wants to fall more and more in love with us every day. And as I prepare to go to Africa, you know, my training has taught me, has made me think about my life and think about my spiritual life, my heart. But I think that's something that everyone should examine, is how is your heart? Are you right with God? Do you have love for God? You know, can you say that everything else doesn't matter, but only God? You know, you only want what He wants in your life. And that's what God wants for each one of His children. It's not just the ones that He calls into full-time ministry, but He's calling everyone into a love relationship with Him. And so as my mom and I sing two hymns, My Jesus, I Love Thee and More Love to Thee, I want to just encourage you to think about, you know, the love that He's lavished upon us, that we can be called children of God. We are His children. And that's a really, really nice, I'm going to say that's a cool thought, because to think about the fact that God loves us like a daddy, and He just wants to hold us in His arms, and anytime we need Him, He's there. And so just think about that, because, you know, as I go to Africa, that's what I want to try to let them know. God loves them. God wants to have that personal relationship with them. Doesn't want just to have tradition. And going to church is great, but if you don't have that relationship with Christ, it's not a full life. And God promised to give us life and life abundantly. And so I just pray that, you know, I fall more and more in love with Christ. I mean, I'm far from being completely in love with Him. But hopefully, through the years that as I grow my faith, that I can become more and more intimate with Him. So more love to Thee. I know Thou art mine. Thank you for all your prayers and your support throughout the years, and I know that I have great prayer warriors here at Northern Alliance, and December 5th will be my commissioning service, so bring a box of Kleenex for each one of my family members and probably two or three for me. It's going to be a hard day, but it's a day to rejoice and know that God has called me to go. And thank you, because you play a huge role in that as well. And thank you for letting me go a little over. Hopefully the Steeler game isn't on for a little bit. But thank you, and God bless.